episode number 007 of Audio Boo Podcast number 7. That's not a title. I don't know. It is 8-something, maybe, in the morning, and I don't like talking this early. I don't like talking before 10 in the morning, if I can get away with it. But there is a meeting at work at Arby's that I need to get to, and I'm hoping not to be late, but I kind of just left the house, so hopefully I'll make it there. And it's raining, which is awesome, because Maryland drivers don't know how to fucking drive in the rain. They think it's the end of the goddamn world, so everybody drives about 30 miles under the speed limit. They brake unnecessarily. It's just terrible. It's a stupid, stupid experience. I hope I can make it on time. I probably shouldn't speed in the rain anyway, especially if I'm talking on the phone like this. But this will only be 5 minutes. And, yeah. So, the Microsoft Kinect is coming out today. Anybody getting that? Anybody give a fuck? No? Yeah. Yeah, it's coming out today, and I really, just like anybody else who actually wants the system, or peripheral, whatever they want to call it, want it for Dance Central, which is a game by Harmonix, where, you know, the more I watch it, the less I actually want it, because you have cues online as to what dance moves you're doing, but you're not really interacting with the game as much as people think you are. You know, the avatar is doing dance moves, and you're supposed to mimic the dance moves, and then they give you feedback, but they never, they have a little box that shows what you're doing, but it's not enough interaction for me to matter, because you're not really affecting the gameplay. Say, like, if there's a no-fail mode, which there has to be, you put it on there, then you're just flailing like a douchebag, so it doesn't even matter. I just don't think there's enough interaction. You know, I just talked myself out of the game. I don't care anymore. And the rest of the games are garbage. Just look at the lineup of Kinect games. Who fucking cares? When I was at Tokyo Game Show, was it last year I was there? There was a barred off Microsoft area where they were showing off the Kinect, but you could see through like certain windows, and they made it very strategic so that they strategically placed these windows so you can only see so much. There was an old dude, he was probably like 60, playing, using the Kinect to play Katamari Damacy, which is a fantastic game, but he was playing it using the Kinect, so he was rolling air, but it was good, it was interesting. I don't know if I'd want to play a game like that for, you know, 15 minutes at a time, but it's very cool that they can do that. So, Kinect, don't really care. One of my friends is picking up the Kinect. He's getting it today. He's getting it through Amazon, so he's getting it a launch date. And he has the next few days off, so he's going to be at home dancing like a really gay single man. But originally, this Saturday, me and two other buddies were going to head over there and try out Dance Central with him. So, but then the two of them are heading out of town, so, you know, four guys in a bachelor pad dancing. Silly, but you know, with these two guys leaving, if it's just me and this one friend, it's not silly anymore, it's just a little gay. So I'm kind of just gonna not do that. That, and you know, I actually have better plans than to fake dance, I guess. Kind of. So I'm not gonna do that. And though I am interested to try it, but later. I'm in no rush. Plus, the set list, song list is like 30-some songs, which is nice, but I don't like any of the songs. I like maybe three of them, and I can't dance. But how about that PlayStation Move? Terrible, that's what I say. I tried it out, I don't know, about a month ago. It was stupid. For something that has such high tech in it, it's less responsive than the Nintendo Wii, which is sad. The games look pretty cool. It looks like they're going to bring more niche stuff over from Japan, which is fantastic, because the more niche stuff, the more weird stuff there is, the more interest you're going to get from like weirdos like me. So there's that. And my Wii, I haven't even busted that out since, I packed it away months before I moved, and I moved in, I don't know, March, April, and I haven't played it since. I haven't even unpacked it. Good system, fine, whatever, great games, just nothing of interest in the past few months, so I don't even care. I could sell it right about now. Anyway, twitter.com/TwinkieBeyond, TwinkieBeyond.com, TwinkieBeyond@gmail.com. Take it easy, bitches.